to Matters of Council, and Craig Neiman back with us after a little bit of a wee break. Craig, good morning to you.
Good morning, Robert. How are you going?
Good, good. How were you hitting them last week, mate?
All over the place, actually. The course got the better of me.
Yes.
Wouldn't profess to be a great golfer or even a good one, but it was good just to get out and wander around and get away for a couple of days, so...
Well, I always say, mate, I know you've got to be a bit careful with these political statements, but I always say a bad day on the golf course is always better than a good day in the office. That's my story anyway. I'm sticking to it. Hey,
yeah, that was good fun.
Good stuff, good stuff. And, of course, now we've got the installation of new mayor and deputy mayor.
Yeah, so that happened on Tuesday evening of this week. So Councillor Andrew Metcalf is the mayor for 2021-2022, so she'll go through till about the start of November next year, and then they'll have another process. And Councillor Matthew Evans is the deputy mayor, so he's a new councillor last year, so stepped up to the deputy mayor role pretty quickly. He's a young councillor, he's our youngest councillor, so good on them for putting their hand up, and they'll do a great job in those roles. And I should recognise the work of Councillor Jen Alden, who's the outgoing mayor.
Yes.
In what's always a pretty challenging year, the first year of a new council, because you've got five new councillors coming in, you've got to bond them all together, and there's a lot of induction and process that we need to go through. The councillors did a lot of strategic work last year that we've talked about on this program, and that's all locked away. And obviously COVID lockdowns and open up and lockdown and all those sorts of challenges that go with the last year. So she did a wonderful job, and I'm sure she should be very proud of her efforts. So,
yeah, indeed.
But look forward to the next year.
Indeed. One thing I want to pick you up on, though, mate, you said that Matthew, first of all, you said he was a young councillor, then he said he was the youngest councillor. I was going to say, by being the youngest councillor doesn't necessarily make him young. Could make some of the others old.
He's 24, I think, Robert.
Oh, okay, that's young. Yeah,
I'd class that as young,
and
particularly in the life of a councillor.
Yes, yeah. Well, I think in the life of Robbo, that's very, very young. Hey, talking to council, next council meeting coming up on Monday. What's on the agenda? Is this cat business on the agenda?
Yes. Well, next Monday is the first council meeting, which Councillor Metcalf will be the chair and mayor of. So, so this is the monthly meeting that we have. A few things. The council delegates decision making to the CEO and then to the organisation, to people in the organisation. So there's effectiveness of how we go about doing our business. So there's a review of all those delegations, which is a really big piece of work. There's the domestic animal management plan, which council put out public consultation recently, and I think you've had conversations about that as well.
Yeah.
About dogs and cats and curfews and leads and all those sorts of things. So that's come back after community consultation. We always get good feedback on pets, domestic animals. So that'll come back for consideration and adoption. And there's always some planning matters. The industrial land that we've been talking about out at Morong, the Bendigo Regional Employment Precinct, working through a process of how we'll rezone that land for future development. So a few sort of fairly big items that are going to be really important for the council to determine.
Yeah. All righty, let's build through a few other things here. Eagle Hawk Family Fun Night coming up on the 12th.
Yeah, tomorrow evening. Hopefully the weather holds out for this one. So this is part of the Summer in the Parks program, and just trying to make sure that we have great opportunities for families to get together and come out and enjoy activities. So there's a range of recreation activities will be happening at Canterbury Oval tomorrow from 6:30 p.m. and then the screening of Trolls World Tour movie. So at a lot of our sports grounds these days, we've got screens that are capable of showing movies on and so on, scoreboards. So that's a transition from the old put the numbers up and take them down again to fairly adaptable technology that can be used to put films up and so on. And so great opportunity for the community to get out and perhaps have a picnic tea and have some activities and get together and get out and enjoy the outdoor of Greater Bendigo.
Most certainly. Now, a couple of things. A reminder to nominate if you're thinking about the Citizen or Young Citizens of the Year for next year. When do nominations close?
They close November 26th, so a couple of weeks' time. Always look forward to receiving lots of nominations and reading through those, and always a difficult call to make on who will be the next citizen and young citizen of the year, but really encourage the community. It's not a difficult process. We've tried to streamline it and make it relatively simple. Documentation will be on our website to enable you to pick up a nomination form, but please submit them by November 26.
Okay. Jarra Lights, they're up and officially up and running now. Looks fantastic.
Launched last Saturday evening, and they're on every night from 7 p.m. to 11 p.m. So this is the walk. It's called Oscar's Walk, from the Bendigo Bank building through to the Telstra building in Short Street. Lots of projections of lights and so on different walls along that area. And there's an app you can load up and learn more about Aboriginal or the Jarra Run culture. Fantastic presentation. It's going to be up for a fair while, I think, Robert. It talks about the six seasons of Jandak country. So, yeah, really good presentation. Great work between the city and Jarra Run organisation, and really fantastic. Encourage people to go along and have a look.
Yeah, most certainly. Yeah.
We're making great use of projection and light these days, which is fantastic.
Yeah, no, it is. It's very, very good indeed. Mate, we'll have to leave it there. Thank you very much, Craig. You have a fabulous week, and we'll talk to you next week.
Will do. Thank you very much, Robert.